It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Tomorrow night, the third Keystone Crossroads Community Forum will be held at the Community Broadcast Center on the South Side from 7 to 9. Doors open at 6:30. Titled Rust or Revival, Which Way is Our Town Heading? The evening is focused on community engagement. Similar forums have been held in Philadelphia and Harrisburg with the goal of parsing through community problems and potential solutions. Joining us now in Studio A is Keystone Crossroads reporter Irina Zhorov. Good to see you, Irina.
Hi.
And with us to talk about the statewide project and the issues people in other Pennsylvania cities face is editor Naomi Starobin. She joins us by phone from Philadelphia. Naomi, good to have you with us.
Hi, Paul.
And Naomi, let me begin with you. Describe for us the way that the forums, these forums work.
Well, you know, these forums are sort of a journalist's dream, and I would I think a public's dream as well, because it's a way for people who care about Pennsylvania cities, Pittsburgh, other large cities, small cities in Pennsylvania, local communities where people live. It's a way for them to come meet reporters, hear about our project, but more importantly, we get to hear from people what's important to you in your community. What would you tell the governor if you had 30 seconds of his time at your kitchen table? What's your view of Pennsylvania in general? What does the media do a good job of covering? What does the media do a bad job of covering? All kinds of questions like that. It's just a way for us to talk directly, us meaning the reporters on this project, to talk directly with people who are concerned about their communities.
And that would seem to be somewhat of a loaded question. What does the media do a bad job of covering? It's one of those things that you don't want to ask the question unless you really want an answer. And I'm imagining you're getting some very interesting answers to that question. What are you hearing?
We are, because we encourage total honesty at these forums. We are hearing a lot. You know, we're hearing that in some cases public media does a very good job of covering things. We're also hearing things like, stop sticking a microphone into any old Joe's face and asking him what he thinks of something. We don't care. We want to hear what people who really know something think about something. They say, don't just give us a he said, she said version of the story. When you're covering elections, don't just tell us what the candidates say, because they always disagree with each other. Dig a little deeper and tell us what you know about the truth. You know, do some fact-checking. Give us some context.
You know, it's interesting because I was reading a piece that it was actually a book review about how when you talk about covering politics, and we are in an election year, albeit a midterm election, but talking about how the game changed when the whole Gary Hart, Donna Rice scandal was exposed. That ever after, politicians became so guarded with the media that you can't get answers to questions anymore that you once could. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you have to find creative ways to dig when there are obstacles like that. You know, there are some wonderful fact-checking organizations. Our team is going to be doing some of that. We'll be doing a feature on how the candidates have, well, how Corbett's record with urban revitalization and Wolf's promises about it. But, you know, you don't just take a promise and throw it on the air. You say, okay, how's it going to be funded? How would this work? What about the interests that oppose this? How would you handle that politically? There's all kinds of questions to ask, and you can put it to the campaigns. You can find other sources of information that help you answer those questions.
Irina Zhorov, how do you feel about the way media is covering issues?
Well, I think one of the things that has been brought up at the other forums is, you know, people want context. So the news cycle has a pretty short-term memory. And for people that are, you know, let's look at election stories again. People have been asking for context, so not just fact-checking, but putting things into their historical, how the issues have developed over time and how that influences how the candidates are talking about them now. So that's one of the big things as well. And, as a news project that looks at issues in a deep way, we hope to provide some of that context.
So specifically, what do you feel that Keystone Crossroads is trying to do differently?
So one of the things is we're a statewide project, so I think there's a lot of good local coverage in all of the areas where we're based, so that's Philly, Pittsburgh, State College, and here, and Harrisburg. But what we have the opportunity to do is basically look at issues look at issues that are affecting the entire state. So things that are important in Pittsburgh, but also important in Philadelphia. And I think the state does share a lot of those issues. So that's kind of what we can do. Look at things that matter statewide, not just locally, and look at those things in depth, which I think doesn't happen as much.
And you've brought along some audio to kind of make that point.
Yeah. So one of the stories that I did was about the land banks. Land banks are new in Pennsylvania, relatively new. And Pittsburgh is one of the cities that has actually started one, along with Philadelphia, Dauphin County, Westmoreland County. And so I just looked at how those land banks can work, and Pittsburgh specifically. So if you want to play some of that audio.
Rennell Guy, interim board member for Pittsburgh's land bank, recently showed me around California Kirkbride.
It's one of the most vacant and blighted communities in the city. Make the left.
Councilwoman Deb Gross, who introduced the city's land banking bill, was also in the car.
Those weeds are already 10 feet tall.
Right.
And it's only June.
We passed overgrown properties and some well-kept ones and rolled by a sprawling postal sorting facility that opened in 1983.
They just decided, okay, these are poor people. They ain't going to complain about this huge post facility coming to our neighborhood, which was not part of any plan.
Pittsburgh has nearly 20,000 tax delinquent properties, and Philadelphia double that. The Commonwealth has about 400,000 vacant parcels in total. In a nutshell, shifting these properties into productive use is the lofty goal of land banks.
So in that piece, we're hearing you identify a problem, we're hearing reaction to the problem, and a possible solution.
Yeah, and that's a big part of the project, too. So not just finger-pointing and saying these are all the problems we have. Everybody in the state knows that we have a lot of problems, but also presenting, what's happening to solve some of those problems, whether that be policies, whether that be initiatives, whether they're happening here or elsewhere. You know, we're going to look outside the state as well and present some solutions that maybe the state hasn't thought of yet and wants to try. So that's a big part of the project as well.
And Naomi, I'm sure there were things that you expected people to bring up, problems that you were assuming you would hear about. What were some of the things that came up that maybe surprised you, that were unexpected?
We knew pretty much things like pensions are going to be very important issues, education is an important issue, politics in general and elections. One thing that's come up in the last month or so at some of the forums and from other places is the role of the areas around cities. I mean, you can call them suburbs, but generally the areas around cities or the sort of non-center city part of cities and their relationship with the downtown areas. You know, you've got possibilities for commuter taxes coming up in some communities, and we'll be doing a story about that. And you've got generally a look at the suburbs that where the economy in many of the suburbs around the cities in Pennsylvania is kind of taking a bit of a nosedive, you know, maybe lagging behind what happened in the center cities, but it's affecting the outside communities. So there are a lot of issues to talk about there, too.
And the forum happening tomorrow is the third Keystone Crossroads Community Forum. It's being held at the Community Broadcast Center here at the WESA studios on the south side from 7 to 9. And then again, the doors open at 6:30 and the forum from 7 to 9, titled Rust or Revival, Which Way Is Our Town Heading? We've been talking about this with Keystone Crossroads reporter Irina Zhorov. Irina, thank you so much for being with us here in Studio A.
Thank you, Paul.
And by phone from Philadelphia, Naomi Sterabin, who is the editor of the statewide Keystone Crossroads Project. Naomi, thank you for visiting with us.
You're welcome, Paul.
Coming up, we'll talk with a CMU football player who's attempting to build a better helmet. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.